This. Proud of everyone being here. It's tired. I wanted to point out, do you remember Tysus says? Tysus says on Daf Beis that the Mishnah is Marich. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it did, because once you say Bor and one of the other ones, you're done. So why did it talk about Shor Mava before that? So what was the answer we gave? Yag the Torah Biyadir. I got to tell you, I never knew this was a Pasuk in Navi. I want you to get it down. It's Yeshayahu Pirik Mem Beis Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Hashem Chafetz Lamantziko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Hashem desires His servant's vindication that He may magnify and glorify His teaching. So I want you to know this. Where does the Gemara? Thank you very much, Akiva. Where does the Gemara use this? Adam Donny's taping it, and then I'll transfer it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. So where does the Gemara in Chulin? On Daf Samach Vavam Abayz uses this pasuk. Are you familiar with fish? In order for fish to be kosher, they have to have fins and scales. So the Gemara has a klal that any fish that has kaskesis, which means scales, has snapir, fins, by definition. Any fish that has kaskesis, scales, also has fins. So the Gemara asks, well, why did the Chumash write snapir? Just write kaskesis. If it has kaskesis, then by definition it has what? It has fins. It has snapir. So you know what the Gemara answers? Yagdul Torah V'Yadir. Samech Vavim and Beis and Chulin. I want you to know this. Samech Vavim and Beis and Chulin says Yagdul Torah V'Yadir. Hashem wrote the extra phrase. Dr. Drazin, you see, Lamaizi comes every day learning Torah. Is unbelievable mussar to us. Living examples of what? He's a living Musar Sefer. The Torah says Yagdol Torah V'Yadir because Lamai said what? Because Hashem wants to magnify the Torah. It didn't have to write the word stop here. Because any fish that has kaskesis automatically has stop here. Why did it write it? Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Where's the Pasuk? Mem Beis Pasuk Chafal Yishayahu. So I want you to get down in your notes. Tosas by us says Yagdol Torah V'Yadir regarding what? Torah Shebaal Peh Mishnayis. So that's our chiddush. I want to point out that in Shas, Yagdol Torah V'Yadir is used on the Torah Shebichsav. Our Tosfos used it on Torah Shebaal Peh, Legabe our Mishnah. You got me? That's the first chiddush we want to say today. Okay? All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, let's move on now to the beginning of the Gemara. Okay? We got a lot to do, but we got to get everything clear. Like we said, Be'er Heitev in the Chumash yesterday in the Parsha, Hashem wants it to be Be'er Heitev. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Kiva, read the Gemara. Okay, let's see. Read the Gemara, Kiva. Let's see. Yeah, loud. You got to read loud. Go ahead. Right, so if you say the word Avos, what does that imply? That there's Toldos. The question is, are Toldos like the Avos or are they not like them? Okay? Now, I want you to get this down. Rashi and Amud Bey says, if you take a look, let's just look before we get to it. Take a look at Rashi and Amud Beis. Okay? Read that Rashi, Hachamai. Okay, even though we didn't get up to the Gemara, it's important we do it now. Do the Rashi there, Akiva, real loud. Hachamai. So the Toldos of Shabbos are like the others. The Toldos of Tuma are not like the others. Go ahead. Oh, so where did the Toldos of Nezikin fall in? Loshna Tolda. Do you say the Toldos are like the Avos Nezikin, and therefore if you damage, you got to pay? Oh, what? Oh, so what is that mashma? Let's get down in our notes. What's a mashma from Rashi? That if the Toldos are not like the Avos, then you would not have to pay. You guys agree to that? Isn't that mashma from Rashi at the very end? He says, Odilma lo, no? Simplest reading of Rashi is you didn't have to pay a cent. If the Toldos of Nezikin are not like the Avos, the implication is you wouldn't have to pay a penny. Isn't that the simplest reading of Rashi? You guys agree with me on that? That's what I would say. So everyone jumps on that and says, that's nuts. That means in what sense is a Toldo then a Toldo? What's the big deal that you call it a Toldo? You follow what I'm saying? If you hold the Toldos of Nezikin are not like Avos, so that for what, and you don't have to pay, so what is the nafkemina that you call it a tolda? This is what the Brisker Rav asks. This is a famous kasha, the Brisker Rav. Okay, Amir, you got me? The Rav's uncle, who's a great goat. He asks, if you interpret Rashi like we interpret it, which is the simple pshat, then what on earth is it called a tolda for? Okay? That's a phenomenal kasha. Okay? So I want to give a few terutzim to that kasha and build that up before we go on in the Gemara. Okay? First of all, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes in his Sefer, the Mincha Shlomo, which I have to try to buy, which is a phenomenal Sefer. He says that it's a tolda regarding the Chiyuv Shmira. That even though you might be potter from paying, but you have a responsibility to what? You have a responsibility to be Shomer. You have a responsibility to be Shomer. You're not doing the right thing. Even though you get off the hook, you might have to pay. You're going to have to clap Al Chayt. We clapped Al Chayt last night. Actually, we didn't. We clapped Hashamnus, right? Only get the Al Chayt so we get to the Yom Kippur. But we did clap Hashamnus. You have to clap Hashamnus in the fact you didn't guard properly. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. In a Hanami, Rashi holds that the toldas and the Zikin are not like the others. You have to pay a penny. So in what sense are they toldas? That you have to what? You have to guard properly. And you have to be a good guy. And if you don't do that, you're going to have to clap Hashamnu for it. Okay? That's what Shlomo Zalman says. I'll give you another answer. There was two Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich. There were many Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich, but the two we're going to call Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav David Parvarsky. I was once, when I was your guy's age, I went to Shabbos Chol HaMoed in Bnei Brak by my roommate, Israeli roommate. We went to Ponovich to daven Mincha, and I guess the Rebbechim still there during Pesach learning. They went to eat Shalashidis, and there were four people left in the Beis Medrash in Ponovich: Rav Shach Zatzal, Rav David Parvarsky Zatzal, my roommate and myself. Four guys in the whole Beis Medrash. Two guys and two gedolim. So I was too scared to go over to Rav Shach because I didn't want to disturb his learning. So I went to Rav David Parvarsky. He also was on Adam Gadol too. Somehow I had enough confidence to ask him. So I asked him a kasha, and he said it's a great kasha. He showed me the Minchas Chinuch as the kasha. That's my story with seeing the gedolim there. So Rav David Parvarsky, in his sefer, it's called Shitas of David. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was a great gaon. He had passed away before I got there. It's Yisrael. He was a great gaon as well. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said about the Rav, there's no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. There was a time that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky had to spend some time in Boston for medical issues. So he got to speak to the Rav a lot, learning. And he's told everyone, there's no one like the Rav in Eretz Yisrael. The Lomdus. He knew it Rakula. That's what he told everyone. I don't know if they were Makabal that in Bnei Brak, but that's what he said. So Lamaisa, Sir David Parvarsky and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, they give an answer. You know what they say? We spent a lot of time last week in one of this year, in the first year on Tuesday, or it was on Monday, that there's an Isser to be Mazik. There's an Isser to be Mazik. Remember we discussed that? So they want to say there's Isser to be Mazik in the Tolda. That's what they want to tie in it. So in other words, even according to Rashi, that you hold in the Zikin, the toldas are not like the avos, so you don't have to pay a penny. So who cares if they're called toldas? You'll be over in Isser. So one shot is you have to clap al chayt that you didn't want do shmira well. The other shot, Donnie, is you have to clap al chayt for the Isser you engaged in. Remember we said you could be over the Isser even though you don't have to pay? Like Tumun Beish? There were scenarios that you might not have to pay, but you still be over in Isser. So those are the two teruts from Lamaisa that we want to give, okay? It could be, and this I want you to get down also, a third answer we could suggest, and this is from the Sefer Darkei David, is that Rashi didn't mean to say that you're pata legamri. Bless you, Adam. Rashi didn't mean that you're completely pata. What did Rashi mean is you're not chayav like the avos, meaning you'd be chayav, let's say, less. Maybe that's what Rashi meant. Right. It's not Poshup Shah. I agree with you, Don. It's not Poshup Shah, but it's a third possibility. The Dark Yadavid says kind of like Tzruros. Tzruros is Chayav Chatzin Nezik. See, Regal is always Chayav Nezik Shalom with one exception. If your animal's walking on and it kicks up pebbles and destroys something, you're Chayav Chatzin Nezik. So, Lach Lomosh Mesinai. It's called Chatzin Nezik Tzruros. So, maybe what Rashi meant to say, if the toldas are not like the Avos, means you don't have to pay the same amount as the Avos. When the Avos pay Nezik Shalom, the toldas pay Chatzin. So these are the three answers you want to say right off the bat. Number one, it's regarding the fact you got to clap al chayt for the lack of shmira. Number two, you got to clap al chayt because you're over in Isser. And number three is you do have to pay, but not fully. So that's in the sense what it's called toldus. Okay. However, I gave you the Rush. The Rush, the first Rush in Siman Aleph here in Bava Kamma points out something very, very interesting. And he comments on the Rif. See, the Rif writes that there are many differences in Chiluke Dinim in Ezekiel. Some are Mu'ed from the beginning, and they have to pay Nezek Shalom Aliyah. Some pay Chatzin Nezek the first three times. So what the Rif writes, and this I want you to get, this is not within Rashi. You know, Rif was a Rishon, of course. He lived the year 1000 in Fez Morocco. He was a Tzaddik, right? The Rambam, all the Rishonim are Tzaddikim and the Achrayim. The Rambam's Rebbe, who was the Rambam's Rebbe? Was the Rimigash. Who was the Rimigash's Rebbe? The Rif. Because the Rambam lived 1135 to 1204. His Rebbe was the Rimigash, and the Rimigash learned by the Rif in Fez Morocco. The Rambam writes in one place, believe it or not, that when he looked at his Rebbe, the Rimigash, you know, when he was learning in Shir, he says it was as if he was seeing the Rif. Because the Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif, but he actually looked like him. You find that sometimes, that a Talmud actually looks physically like the Rebbe. Would they say that about Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer Zatzal? His Talmud was a great Gaon, the Rebbe in Shalvim many years. What was his name? I forgot his name. But his Reb Shimon Salaznik. Reb Shimon Salaznik, they say he was a great Gaon. He actually looked like Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. He was a Ben Bias by Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. So sometimes you find that. That the Talmud learned by the Rebbe so much, he actually morphs physically into looking like him. So I guess it's a nace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what they say about the Rambam. The Rambam says when he learned by the Rimigash, it was as if he actually saw the Rif by looking at his Rebbe. Okay? So the Rif says an amazing pshat. I want you to get this. He says, the Avos Nezikin are so distinct and unique. Yes? He says the Gemara wanted to know whether Toldos are like the Avos. Do Toldos have the same distinctions and differences between them, like many Avos do? Or are Toldos all, you know, all the same? What's the word, all generic? That's the word basically I'm using. Okay, are they all like the same and similar? So I want you to get that Rif down, okay? The Rif Lamaisa says this Pshat Lamaisa, and the way the Nachlas David is Masbir the Rif, the way he says it is that the Rif was bothered by, do you have to pay for the Tolda if it's considered to be what? If it's considered to be, if you're Pater, in what sense is it a Tolda? So the Rif is answering, since you find so many Chiluki Tashlumin, it's maybe there's a Chiluki Tashlumin that the Tolda is not like the what? It's not like the Av. So it could very well be that also, that third shot that we said for Rashi, that might be what the Rif is driving at. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, what was the third shot of Rashi that you pay less? Maybe that's what the Rif was quandering. That's what the Gemara was saying. That if the Toldos are not like the Avos, maybe you don't have to pay the same as the Av, and you'll pay less. So the third shot we said for Rashi, maybe that's what the Nachlas David, who is the Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, and he wrote a Sefer on seven Masechtas, the great Gaon, the Nachlas David, so maybe that's what he meant, Halach Lamaisa. It's interesting. What'd you say?
It's not the Darby David.
Similar, exactly like we said in the Dakedava within Rashi. This is the Rif on his own, Don. Okay? Again, please get that. The Rif's a Rishon. The Rif on his own. The third shot we're saying in Rashi is for the Rif. Yes, Yair, what do you say?
What the Rif is saying, it sounds very similar to the Gemara's question that's asked in the beginning.
Yes, it definitely is. But what they're perplexed with is, if you say that Toldos are not like Avos, so then in what sense is it called a Toldo? I mean, what's the big deal that it has this banner name Toldo? If it's not like an Av, what's the big deal?
But he's taking the Gemara's question.
What'd you say?
It seems like he's taking the Gemara's question.
Right, but the Gemara's posing is the Toldo like the Av? So if you say the Toldo is not like the Av, what's troubling is that if you don't have to pay at all, then in what sense is it called a Toldo? You know what I mean? You say that a father has a child. You say a category has a subcategory. In what sense does it manifest itself that it's a child? It's a subcategory. If you don't have to pay a penny, it's nothing. So that's how we're touching it up. We're either saying that you have to what? Klap al-chay for the fact you didn't guard, or klap al-chay for the fact you did a nisr, or you do in fact have to pay, but you pay less, which Donnie's pointing out is not the simplest thing in Rashi. I agree with you. But maybe that's what the rif might mean. The rif either means that a tolda is not like an av. So what sense is it a tolda? Are there differences in the tolda? But maybe what the rif means is exactly what the Nachos David says. Do you pay less? So that would come out like the terp shot. Now, if you look, Lamaisa, the rif only mentions the chiluk between tam and muad. He only mentions the difference between tam and muad. Halach Lamaisa. He doesn't mention Lamaisa, the other chilukim. So it's interesting, you know, the other chiluk like tamun ve'esh, or kalim is putter by boar. He only mentions tam and muad. Maybe it's just an example. But what I want you to know is what the Brisker Rav writes. The Brisker Rav, the Rav's uncle, writes, it's a famous piece, and he writes as follows. And he says, of course the Tolda is learned from the Av. Why would I think the Tolda is different than an Av? So he says the following. For sure you're Chayav on a Tolda. The suffix is whether a Tolda has the shame Av or not. Does it have the shame Av? The Tolda of Shor. The shame shore is Pater Tam Bechati Nezik, and the told of boar, does it have the shame boar? Does it have the ptur of Adam and Kalim? Or do you say that what? That it's a shame mazik? You learn from Av and it has the shame mazik, but it doesn't have a shame Av. And you wouldn't have the dinim that are unique to a shame Av, which is an interesting chiddush. Okay? So what I want to say is, according to the Brisker Rav, is that it comes out, it's a chumrah. That if you hold a tolda is not like an av, I want you to get this down. It comes out of chumrah. That the tolda does not have the ptur of the av. You understand what I'm saying? What's a ptur of esh? Tamun. Remember we said the stuff's hidden? What's a ptur of bor? Kalim. So it comes out, what the Brisker Rav is being masbir, is when the Gemara posits the question whether a tolda is like an av amir, what the Gemara is saying, does a tolda have a shame av? Does it have all the qualities in Av? Does it have all the exemptions of the Av? And if you say that a told is not like an Av, then it does not have the exemptions of the Av. So what comes out of Chiddush Yehuda? Comes out that the told is more chamur than the what? Than the Av, which is nuts in a sense. But that's what the Brisker Rav actually says is the pshat. That's what he wants to say. I want you to notice Brisker Rav. And it's talking about all the other chilukim. It's an amazing din. Absolutely amazing. The way the Brisker Rav says it comes out, would come out a crazy thing that in essence the what? The Tolda would be more chamor than the Av. Donnie, you got that? That's the Chiddush I want you to know from the Rav's uncle, the Brisker Rav. It's amazing Chiddush that it's mamish different than the Av and it doesn't have the exemptions of the Av. So the Tolda would be more chayiv. That's how the Brisker Rav wants to be mazur. For sure you're chayiv on the Tolda. When it says Tolda lav kiyotza behen, what does it mean, Donnie? That it doesn't have the exemptions of the Av, and it would even be more what? Chamor. So we start off saying, Benji, that what? That Tolda is not like an Av, and therefore maybe you don't have to pay a penny. The Brisker Rav turns around and says, Akiva, what? That the Tolda doesn't have the exemptions of the Av, and not only you have to pay fully, you might not even have the exemptions that the Av has. Everyone got that? Okay, go ahead, David. What do you say? Yeah.
Does he have to say that the reason why you're chayav by
Nizikim is the Mama? Does he have to say, you mean, does he have to take the approach that Nizikim Mamon? Yeah. No, he seems to be going with the notion of Shmira, right?
I thought we said that's what it was.
No, you would still have to, to be chayav in payment. Yeah, it's a great, great Hara you're saying. That he would seem to be say that if it's a tolda, and on the possibility you don't have to pay, then obviously if you're saying you have to klap al-chay for what? The shmira must be the only time you have to pay is because of what? The moment you is. Excellent. Beautiful horror. Very good nakuda. Yes. But I want you to know, Lomaisa, that's only assuming the havami that it's not completely like Amos. That's only the havami. But it's a very excellent nakuda. Yes, go ahead, Yehuda. What do you say?
How could it be that the Brisker Rav would say that the tolda could be more chamor than the av, which is no reisa, explicitly written in the Torah?
Yeah, it seems to be against Rashi too, right? That's what he's saying. He's saying that the Gemara is—it's a new way to read the Gemara.
What's the reason?
It's a chiddush because a tolda is not like an av. So since a tolda is not like an av, it doesn't have the exemptions of an av. So you'll subsume it in that category, but it will not have those same exemptions. So it's an amazing chiddush to read the Gemara that way. But that's the way the Brisker Rav wants to read it. It's amazing. You're right. He's saying against Rashi, but he's saying his own pshat. Okay? So we have Rashi, we have the Rif, and we have the Brisker Rav. Okay? How to read the Gemara. Yes, Donnie, what do you say?
Don't we say that the Arba Avos are the four categories of Mizigin?
Yes.
So doesn't every kind of Mizigin fall into those four categories?
Yes, it could be fall in those categories, but we'll have the same qualities. So the Gemara is positing a question that what? That maybe it doesn't. Again, it's a Havamina, like I said to David. The Maskana of the Gemara is what? We'll spill the beans right now. Rav Papa says some of the Toldas are like the Avos, some of them are not, right? So that's the answer at the end of the day.
No, but how could it be more covered, though? They fall into the category.
Right.
Can't be more common than the actual.
That's what he wants to say. Yes, it is. If it's Eino Ki Yotzeh Ben, it will not have those exemptions because it doesn't plug in completely. It's a tremendous chiddush. But that's what he's saying that comes out. That Lamaise, you'll have such a chumrah that comes out in such a way. And that's a tremendous chiddush. But that's what the Brisker Rav wants to say. That's the pshat. That according to Tzad, that it told us not Ki Yotzeh Ben Yotzeh Chum. Now we'll have to see, I don't know if today, if that ever comes to manifestation, halacha lamaisa, but as a possibility, that's the way the Brisker Rav reads the Gemara. I want you to know that Brisker Rav, okay? It's very important, this Brisker Rav. You see, guys, what's unique about Bava Kamma, what's unique about this, because everything in Choshen Mishpat and damages usually is based on Svara, right? What Bava Kamma brings to the table, the Brisker Rav, is that you have these Gzeres HaKosos, which usually are not found in Choshen Mishpat. Like the famous cloud, we said, what's up, Kalaraya? I come over to a guy and say, you owe me $100,000. The guy says, you're out of your mind. Bring me a proof. Till I have Aiden, you don't, I don't owe you a penny. And that's true. That's a svara. The Gemara had it from a pasuk on the Mevavim Beis Bava Kamma. It says, La Malikra Asfari. If the Gemara has a mashal, if a guy has a pain, you go to the doctor. If the guy thinks I owe him money, then prove it to me. It's a svara. So usually everything in Choshen Mishpat and Dini Mamet is a svara, svara, svara. You open up Bava Kamma, you have all these Kriyas HaKosuvs. You have all these Mematzinus. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Brisker Rav discusses. So the Brisker Rav says, yes, maybe a told is not like an av, and therefore the chumah would be that a told would pay. And Toma would not be potter by Eish, maybe. Amazing chiddush. Okay? So that's what he wants to say. That's what the first, that's the first shtickle I want you to get in this chiddush of the Brisker Rav. It's amazing chiddush, halach lamaisah. But that's what we want to get. Okay, we got that, Chlor? It's a very, very interesting thing. All right. Kiva, you're doing a great job. Let's go right to the Gemara. So now the Gemara brings up what? Brings up two different categories. Shabbos and Tumah, and the Zikin falls in the middle. Okay? It's interesting how the Gemara conceptually, you know, the Gemara views Kol HaTorah Kuli. You know how you have to compare categories? It's a tremendous thing. It's one of the six things when you go to Shomayim after 120 years. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Hashem asks you six questions. One of the six questions, you know, the first one is Kavata Yitim L'Toyra. Did you have Kaveh Yitim L'Toyra? Baruch Hashem, you guys in Yeshiva. So the Mamaisi answered that question stark, but if a Bala boss, Dr. Jai is going to be able to answer that question in flying colors. Kavata Yitim L'Toyra, even though he works in Mamaisi, he's a great psychologist helping people, but Mamaisi Kavata Yitim L'Toyra. He's Kaveh Yitim L'Toyra. Also, did you do business ethically? What else? Did you make Privy Rivia, which means what? Did you make a shidduch according to Marsha? Doesn't mean did you yourself have kids. It means did you ever make a shidduch? What else does it say? Hevanta milsim sipita liyeshua. Did you just pray for Mashiach? You know, we should never make fun of any Jews. People make fun of Lubavitch Yidim. They shouldn't make fun of any Yidim at all. But they do a tremendous thing. Sipita liyeshua. At Semach David, when we daven, you have to have kavanah shtark, guys, three times a day. And you have to mourn for the korban well. And every day you got to think about this. I mean, every time you bench, you should say Al Naras Bavel or Shira Malas. During the week, Al Naras Bavel. Even if you don't, you start now in Yeshiva. Shira Malas, El. Shira Malas, you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if you don't do it, Al Naras Bavel, find it on the computer. Right? Mekadish the smartphone. What are the two other things they say? Pilpalta. Did you do Pilpal Mitoch Achma? Iyun. It says Iyun. And then it says Evanta Dover Mitoch Dover. What's Evan Mitoch Dover Mitoch Dover? Did you compare things? That's the first question in Bava Kamma, first kasha. We know that what that they're told us. So by Shabbos, they're similar. By Tumah, they're dissimilar. What do you do with the Zikin falls in the middle? That's a classical Evanta Dover Mitoch Dover. Extrapolation. Benji, you follow me? So let's see. Go ahead. What do you say? Excellent. They're 39. Go ahead. All those?
Oh,
Toldosan are exactly similar to them. Go ahead. Loshna Av. If let's say you turn a light on in the Shabbos b'shoigeg, you chayv a chatas. What happens if you turn a light on in the Shabbos with an av? You chayv chatas. Lo shno, go ahead. Excellent. There's Adim and Asra. Lamaisa, you know, there's Adim and Asra to get a punishment of Misa Bezdin, whether it's an av or a tol, you get skila. Beautiful. So when it comes to Shabbos, what's the din? When it comes to Shabbos, they're very, very similar. Go ahead, Ma'ika. So what's the difference then? What's the big deal? It's the same punishment, Lamaisa. What's the difference between av and a tol? Go ahead. Excellent. If you do two avos at the same time, Inami. Or you do two toldos at the same time, how much are you chayev? You chayev in each one of them. Excellent. Go ahead. However, wow, if you do an av in its own told, you're only chayev one. That's a big nafkamina. Because it's in the same family, we're not going to nail you twice. So if you have an av and a toldo, lamais, you only chayev once. That's a big nafkamina. Because a told is within the family of the av, we don't nail you twice, only nail you once. Yes? So that's the Gemara's answer. That's the difference between av and a toldo. If it's within its family, we will not nail you twice. Now, when I talk about being nailed, I'm talking about hel lemechad. You know what hel lemechad means? You forgot it was Shabbos. So you forgot it's Shabbos. You did an av and its own toldo with that one helim and that one disappearing that you forgot it was Shabbos. So if you did that in a disappearing that you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayev one. So that's a nafkamina. If it's an av and a separate toldo, you'd be chayev what? If it's not a told of its av, how many would be chayev?
Two.
Excellent, guys. So you see, that's the nafkamina. Go ahead, though. We got a problem according to Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Go ahead. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, says you chayev two, even a told of with its own av, you chayev two. This is a great kasha. Go ahead. Excellent. So why do you call it an av? Why do you call it a told? There's no difference between the two, right? So what's Gemara's answer? Excellent. So I want you to get this down. We're going to do the Tais inside, but let's get it. There really are three opinions. The great Gaon of Gusman, he's the one I told you the story about the bushes on Thursday. Dakar Satov Dani, you listen on the computer, the shiurim. Okay, you did already?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I want you to get this down. There are three shittas in Rishonim about this, okay? How to read the Gears in this Gemara. Okay, there are three gears in the sheet. We'll plug it in with the tithes when we do it inside the Hashem. But I want you to know it outside, so then we'll plug it in. There are three sheets. Rav Gusman quotes in the Sefer. Number one is a tithes in Shabbos daf Sadi Vavim and Beis, Dirmaskar of Yelezer. It's all told in the Mishkan itself. Meaning, if it's in the Mishkan, it's Chashuv. By definition, it's called an Av. So if it was existing, the Malacha, in the Mishkan, when they built the tabernacle, it's called an av no matter what. If it was not in the Mishkan, it's called a toldo. Plain and simple. That's Shabbos, Toysus and Shabbos, Sadivam, Mizr, Maskar, Rabbi Yehazar. Okay? That's number one shita. Number two shita is that it's all toldo in what? The chashivas of the malacha. If the malacha is chashiv, it's an av despite the fact it was not in the Mishkan. Okay? Despite the fact it's not in the Mishkan. As long as the Malacha is chashuv and important to the functioning of the Mishkan, it's called what? It's called an Av.
What if it was part of the Mishkan but not chashuv?
That it is not called a what? That it is not called an Av, it's called a Tolda. Okay? I want you to get that. Now, according to that Shita, which we'll read in the Tais, but let's say it outside now. I want you to get it down, Donnie. The Maharam is bothered by, so how do you read the Gemara? Didn't the Gemara say, Haba Mishkan chashuv Av? No. Didn't we say that the second sheet is that anything that's totally in Chashivas is an Av despite the fact Benji was in the Mishkan, but didn't the Gemara say not that way? You can't argue on the Gemara. So I want you to get this down. Says the Maharam, Tup Shatim. He says, don't be bothered by that. Because all the Gemara said is that even though the Malacha is not Chashiv B'yameinu, it was Chashiv in the times of the Mishkan. Meaning, you don't look nowadays in 2018. As long as the malacha was once chashuv in the Mishkan, even though nowadays that malacha is not chashuv, I don't care. But not that it has to be in the Mishkan. Not that it's chashiv, as David has to be as chashuv in the Mishkan. You follow me? It could have been chashuv l'mais even if it wasn't in the Mishkan. But what the Gemara meant to say is that if you're dealing with a malacha that's not chashuv now, but was chashev in the Mishkan, that will suffice it to say to be defined as an av. But you don't need Mishkan, Akiva. You follow me? That's how the Maharam rereads the Gemara. You got that, Adam?
But that means that it had to have been in the Mishkan.
No, it does not have to have been in the Mishkan. If in the event, let's say you're dealing with a malacha, that nowadays does, was not chashev, is not chashev now, but during the times of the Mishkan was, then that will be...
In the times of the Mishkan, but wasn't actually involved in the Mishkan.
Even if it was in the Mishkan, but that doesn't mean it had to be in the Mishkan. But the way you read the Gemara is, the Gemara is just trying to say, I want you to know, that malacha happened to be chashev in the Mishkan. You follow what I'm saying? Not that you need the Mishkan as a prerequisite. You got that? That's one way that he reads the Gemara. I want you to get the other way. This is all within the second Shita. The other way is that even though the malacha is in the Mishkan, but Lamaisa, you need it to be chashev. That's how you read the Gemara.
Who says that?
That's the two pshatim of the Maharam within this second sheet of how you read it, which is one of the days of Tisus, okay? It's really the first day of the Tisus. What'd you say?
There's two requirements. These being the Mishkan and...
No. Again, this second sheet was that you don't have to be in the Mishkan. The problem was, Donnie, how do you read the Gemara? So the Gemara never meant to say in the second shot to read this that it had to be in the Mishkan. Even though it was in the Mishkan, it has to be chashev.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan.
So could there be something that was in the Mishkan that wasn't chashev?
Yes, that's exactly, and that would not be called an av, correct, yes. But what I want you to get from the Maharam, we'll say it over, is how this second sheet, again, the first sheet just said what? That it had to be in the Mishkan to be an av. It's not in the Mishkan, it's a total. Second sheet, which is the first day of Tisus, we're going to see, is that what? Is that as long as it's chashev, it's a av, even though it wasn't in the Mishkan. If it was not chashev, then it's a total. But then the Gemara said it had to be in the Mishkan. No, says the Maharam. The first shot is that even a malacha nowadays not chashev, but if it was chashev in the Mishkan, that's enough to make it chashev. But it doesn't mean it had to be in the Mishkan. And the second way of reading Gemara is what? Second in the Gemara is that even though it was what? Even though it was in the Mishkan, it doesn't automatically be called an Av unless it was what?
Chashev.
Unless it was Chashev. But it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan. If it was Chashev on its own, it's fine.
That's the same as number one, then.
No. It's not the same as number one. As number one, Shita, or number are the two ways to reread the Gemara?
Number one and the Maharam. There are two ways to
reread
the Maharam.
Yeah, there are two different ways to reread the Gemara. What was the first way is saying is that even if you're dealing with a malacha, that nowadays is not chashev. But if it was chashev in the Mishkan, that's enough to suffice to fulfill the requirement of being chashev. But that doesn't mean what? The Gemara didn't mean ever to say it had to be in the Mishkan. That's number one shot. Number two shot is that, no, that's not right. Number two is that even though it was in the Mishkan, to be called an av, it had to be chashev. But it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan. The Gemara never once is saying that it had to be in the Mishkan, according to the second sheet. Never. That's how the Maharam is rereading the Gemara according to the second sheet. You got me?
Think.
What do you mean you think? You either know it or you don't. Baruch is Sluchas, right? What, you don't see the difference? What is the second sheet?
We get two suggestions in the Maharam.
No, the Maharam has two suggestions. What is the second sheet in general?
The second one is that even though the Mishkan also needs to be chashev.
No. That's not the second sheet. The first sheet that we had was what? That if it's in the Mishkan, it's an av. If it's not in the Mishkan, it's a told. Yes?
Right.
Dave, you got that down? What's the second sheet? Second sheet is what? Is that as long as it's chashev, it's an av. If it's not chashev, it's a told. Regardless of the Mishkan or not. Mishkan plays no role. The Maharam says, plays no role. Read the Gemara. The Gemara said Mishkan. Right. So how do you get out of that? So the Maharam gave two ways.
Right.
Number one, it says the what? That even if you're dealing with the Malacha, nowadays it's not Chashev. But it's still called Chashev. It was Chashev in the Mishkan. But that doesn't mean it had to be in the Mishkan.
At the time of the Mishkan.
Yes, or in the Mishkan. But it doesn't mean it had to be in the Mishkan. That's the first way. The second way is saying that even though it was in the Mishkan, it's not called an Av unless it was what? Unless it was chashev, but it didn't have to be in the Mishkan either. So when the Gemara means Mishkan, it didn't mean Mishkan is a prerequisite. That's how the Maharam teaches you the first Gersh in the Gemara. Okay? First Gersh in Tisus. You got it now?
Yeah.
Great. Excellent. Get it down so you'll get a clue. Yes, go ahead, Yehuda.
If you hold like the case, if you hold like the first Mishnah where you say that it has to be the Mishnah,
yes,
we apply that to the Zikin, which none of them were actually done.
This is for Shabbos.
Only for Shabbos.
Only for Shabbos. Yes. Good kasha. Only for Echol Shabbos. Okay. Then there's a third sheet. What's the third sheet? I'm proud of all you guys. We're all working. This is how you work. This is a third sheet in the Rishonim. This is the second Girsa Yair of Tosis, which is the third sheet in general. First sheet in general is Tosis Shabbos Adivav. Second sheet is the first Girsa of our Tosis we're going to see, God willing. And the third sheet is the second Girsa of Tosis, okay? The Maharam was within the second Shita, which is the first Girsa Taisis. What's the third Shita? That you need both. The first Shita is you need both. What do you mean you need both? You need Cheshivas and you need Mishkan. Both. If it's not both, then it's a Toldah. You got it, Amir? The third Shita is you need Mishkan and Cheshivas. You need both. So, basically, to summarize it, Akiva, what do you got? First sheet is what? Mishkan. Second sheet is Chashivas. Third sheet is both. Yeah? How do you read that in the Gemara? You read it like this, David. Anything that's in the Mishkan, read the Gemara again slowly. Go ahead. What do you say, Akiva? Go ahead, David. Very good. Read it again. Hachta what? No, you read it. Go ahead, Akiva. Hachta what? What's Gemara's answer? Hachta have it be Mishkan. Read it like that, David. That which in the Mishkan v'chashiva. In other words, you should add a letter Vav, you're saying. It's a good point. In other words, you really should add a letter Vav to it. And if I'm not mistaken, we'll see in the Tosis, maybe there's Girsas like that. But if you're going to say you need both, it's kind of like what you have to say Vit. And look in the Tosis, we'll read it. Tosis says, Hachtav Mishkan, V'chashiva. Whoa! I would jump out of my seat, but I'm just too tired. Okay? It says, V'chashiva. See, Tosis has the Vav? So the third sheet is that it's in the Mishkan and it's Chashiv. So you have the letter Vav. You have the letter Vav, Lamaisa. Here it's you have a letter Vav. Okay? You alright? Okay. Alright, traffic. Okay, alright. Here. You got it? All right, good to see you. Okay? That's the third sheet. You got the letter Vav, David. Excellent. According to the first sheet, how do you read it? How do you read it? I'm glad you brought that up, David. Got to plug it in how to read it. What's the first sheet to read it? It has, David. Kiva, read it. Hachta v'chamishkan chashiva. What does the word chashiva mean? What is the first sheet to say? That which in the Mishkan is chashiv. Meaning the definition of what? Chashivas is being in the what? Mishkan, that's how you read the first sheet that reads it. How does the second sheet to read the Gemara? Hachta what? Hachta have it be Mishkan, that which is in the Mishkan is what? Meaning only that which in the Mishkan that was what? That was Chashiv, you have to read it as. That was in the Mishkan that was Chashiv, but you don't need the what? You don't need Mishkan. See, that's a little bit more tricky how to read it. You follow me, Adam? But I want you to get out and read that. David, very good. He asked me that. Hachtav in Mishkan Chashiva. That which in the Mishkan is Chashiva, but you don't need Benji to be in the Mishkan. That's how you plug in how to read all the three sheets. Okay? All right. Very good. You got this now? Okay, let's go to the Taisim inside. Let's see the Taisim inside, guys. All right? Let's go. We got to work. Okay? We got to work. Let's see the Taisim. Dear Maskel, Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, we got that so far? So up till now, we learned the Avos, Lamaisa, the Avos, and the Toldos of Shabbos are similar. What's the difference between them? If you hold like the Chachamim, what's Pshat? You're an Avid, it's told that you're what? What's the Din? You're only Chayv 1. So therefore, that's the difference between Avid and Tolda. Because within the same family. Holy Rebbe Eliezer, Chayv 2, what's the difference? The Gemara really doesn't give enough community, it just gives a definitional difference. Just gives a definitional difference. Doesn't really give an afgamina. I want you to get down to Shiloh. Is there an institution of a tolda to a tolda? Let's get this down. Is there a tolda to a tolda? So Rabbeinu Chananel, where is the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos that there are 39 malachas? What daf? Ayin Gimel and Beis. Excellent, Svi. I'm proud of you. Ayin Gimel and Beis. Is the Mishnah and Shabbos lists off the 39 malachas? Very good. Excellent. Okay? Now, is there a tolda to a tolda? Rabbi Hananel says, Ayin Gimel Beis, yes, there is. Now, there was a great Gaon, guys. And the Rav Shechter Shlita told us that the first day that the Rav would say Shirim Masechet Shabbos is the first sefer he always quoted. There was a great Gaon who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. His name is Rav Menachem Zemba. You heard of him? He wrote a sefer called Totzos Chaim. He was a Gaon Olam. He was the chief rabbi in Warsaw Ghetto. And there was a basin of three of the Gedolim. He was one of the three. And the Catholics said they would smuggle the three Rabbanim out and save them. And they refused to go. And he made a famous drasha that he was staying with everyone and he would die al Kiddush Hashem. And he did die al Kiddush Hashem. Nazis killed him. And he wrote a 1,000-page compendium on the Rambam that the Nazis burnt. We don't have it. But thank God we have two of his Sfarim, Zera Avram and Totzos Chaim. So he wrote a Sefer on Shabbos, Totzos Chaim. The Rav loved the Sefer. And he would quote from the Totzos Chaim all the time. So in the Totzos Chaim, Simen Vav Osches, he quotes the Maral Sons, who says there's no concept of a Tolda to Tolda against Rabbeinu Hananel. Is there a concept of a Tolda to Tolda or not? A grandson, basically. Is there a concept of a grandson? Rabbeinu Hananel says there is, and the Maral Sons, he quotes the Totzos Chaim, says there's no such concept of a toldum to toldum. Rav Menachem Zemba was a great Gaon Lamaisa. He died al Kiddush Hashem, beautiful drasha, powerful. You ever saw a picture of him? He was majestic, like a gadol. It's unbelievable. L'havdil Elif Havdalos, you know, same thing. Senator McCain, you know, Senator McCain was a great friend of Medinas Yisrael. You know, he just died. You know, he also was a prisoner of war in Vietnam War, and he could have gotten, because his grandfather and fathers were admirals, he could have gotten out early. They were willing to get him out early because he had chashivas. He refused to go, and he stayed with his troops for 5 years, and he was smashed and tortured. You know, he never could raise his arms over his head. Do you know that? Because his shoulders were jabashed so badly. It's a great cover of Klal Yisrael. But in the same vein, Menachem Zemba, he died al Kiddush Hashem. He refused to go. So he was a great Gaon. So I want you to know, so based on this Yair, how does this plug in? So it's possible to say the following. It's possible to say that Lamaisa, the Gemara asked the Kasha, right? What did the Gemara ask the Kasha? It said, Ma Ben Avla told him. Right? Ma Ben Avla told him. So Lamaisa, you know what? You know what the Gemara could have answered? What could it have answered? If you hold like the Maral Sons, what could have the Gemara answered? Donnie, what could the Gemara have answered? I want you to get this. Ma ben Av la Tolda, and Av has a Tolda, but a Tolda doesn't have a Tolda. Why did the Gemara give that answer? If you're of the opinion like the Rabbeinu Hananel, if you're of the opinion of the Maral Sons that a Tolda doesn't have a Tolda, that would have been the difference, no? That's a great kasha. No? That's a great kasha. That's a great kasha, Lamaisa. So, it's a very interesting kasha, I think. Why did the Gemara give that answer? But I want you to know something. In the simplest reading of this Gemara, Akiva, were you guys bothered by this? The Gemara said, what's the difference between Av and a Tolda? What did the Gemara give an answer? That if you're the Chum and you do an Av and its own Tolda, how many are you Chayev? You Chayev only one. When a blush, you have two, then the Gemara asks the same kasha. What's the Gemara's answer? Does the Gemara really give a nafkamina? It's a definition. It's not really a nafkamina, no? It's not really a nafkamina. What kind of nafkamina is it? Gemara's not quoting a nafkamina. So what do you think? So you know what I think the answer might be, says Rav Menachem Zemba? Once you associate it with the Mishkan, and you learn the malachas from the Mishkan, there's a nafkamina, there's not a tolda to tolda. Maybe. Maybe that's what you can say, halacha lamaisa. I want you to get that down. Maybe you can read into the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the definition of an av and a tolda is dealing with the Mishkan, you know what? That's good for what the Gemara is saying, Yehuda. That an av has a tolda, but a tolda doesn't have a tolda. That only fits with who? Adam, the Maral Tzontz. Doesn't fit with the Rabbeinu Hananel. Because the Rabbeinu Hananel said a tolda has a tolda. You got what I'm saying? I was very happy when I saw it. I'm happy. In general, you got to be happy. So, but in Torah, the Maisa, we learned it yesterday in the Chumash. But I was very happy by this because I was bothered by all the, what kind of answer is that? Nafkamina Yair always means a halachic nafkamina, not a definitional nafkamina. No, but the Gemara under the Gemara in the between the lines is giving an answer. It's saying that since it's associated with the Mishkan, an Av has a Tolda, but a Tolda doesn't have a Tolda. That fits if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Hananel. This is the first shtickle we're saying from Menachem Zemba, the great Gaon. I feel like he's in the room now. He's in the Shambhala Lamaisa. I feel like he's in the room. We've ushered him in the room. Yeah, what do you say, Donnie? Go ahead. Rabbeinu Hananel
was a
Tano? Rabbeinu Hananel is a Rishon. Rishon.
Rabbeinu
Hananel is an Achron? Yes, sometimes they can, yes, if they're entitled to opinion, if they're have rayas, if they're gedolim, they have entitled opinions, they can sometimes, yes. Vilna Gaon argues many times, yes. He's quoting the Maral Tzons, I don't know who the Gadol was. That's who he quotes. Totzos Chaim, the small safer, I have it at home. I should bring it in. Lean at it for tomorrow, I'll bring it in so we can just see it. Yeah, go ahead, Yair, what do you say?
Two quick questions.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
What's the Makar that says that there is a
That's a good question. He just assumes I'll be smarter that it should work. He says, why not? Yeah. The way he develops the hierarchy, he thinks I'll be smarter it should work. I mean, you're right. There's no evidence in Shas for it, but he thought on his own it works. Rabbeinu Hananel is a Rishon. Yes. It's a good kasha. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the reason again that the Tosafot Chaim says that there is not a Tolda?
Yeah, he quotes this Gadol in Maral Tzons that says there is no Chiv. There is no Chiv. We only have an Av and a Tolda. But a Tolda doesn't have its own Tolda. And if that's the case, then why didn't the Gemara give that answer? What's the difference between Av and a Tolda? Av has a Tolda, but a Tolda doesn't have its own Tolda. What's the answer? The answer is the Gemara is giving that answer. That's how you read it into the Gemara. The Gemara is giving that answer because it's associated with the Mishkan. So it's an interesting way to read a Gemara. Okay, good. It's an interesting way to read the Gemara in a very, very b'chudish sense. Okay, fine. So we have L'maisa, the Pshat and the Gemara Legabe Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, let's see the Taisus inside now. You know what? Let's read the bottom Taisus first, and then we'll do the Tosus before that, because we just discussed the three Shitas. Okay, Yehuda, read the Taisus on the bottom. Guys, take a look. What does Hey Gimel stand for? Excellent, guys. Hachi Garcinin. Very good. Go ahead, Yehuda. Hachi Garcinin.
Hachi Garcinin,
you know what hach means? That, right? That which is in the Mishkan is Cheshiva Karli Av. Hach below the Mishkan and Cheshiva Karli Tola. Go ahead. Right, according to that Gersa. Oh, Hayub Mishkan. There were many Malachas that were not Cheshiv in the Mishkan. What are they called? Go ahead. Excellent. The toldus ninu. They are toldus. Ninu means they are. Velo what? Ah, k'namrinin v'perek v'met tomnin. Like it says in perek v'met tomnin. Go ahead. No, haim. You don't have the word haim? Like it says, yeah, haim. Hell, who's haim? Who's haim? What haim means what? What does haim literally mean? They, but it's referring to the Levim. When the Levim did the Mishkan, Goelu Helu, when they transported the Mishkan, go ahead. They would lift up the boards of the Mishkan. What Mikarka? Bagola from the Rishus Rabim to the wagon. Tahainu. Hachnasa. They would go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachin. Yes. And they would go from the floor to the actual wagon. So that is considered to be a tolda. Going from Rosh Hashanah to inside is a tolda. Go ahead. And also they would stretch the boards from one wagon to another over Rosh Hashanah, which is called what? Moshit.
Moshit to Utah.
Acha. What is Moshit stretching? Diuta, I mean, what is it, Diuta? It's like an apartment, right? They would stretch from one apartment to the other over Rosh Hashanah. That's called the Melacha of Moshit, which is also a what? A tolda. So you see the things that are not what chashuv, like achnas and hoshata, are told us, because they're not chashuv in the Mishkan. That was which shita that we said? Which shita we say that was? We said that was the second, remember that was the second shita we mentioned outside. Go ahead. So you see that what? Oh, but there's a second shita. So again, the first shita that Tosis presents, what's the key thing? What's the key thing? It's got to be chashivas. Correct. It's got to be chashivas. Okay? It's always got to be chashivas. Mishkan is not so important. But the second shita or the istigar, so you go ahead. Yeah, read again. This the Garsi. Vichashiva. Underline that vav, guys, 50 times. Go ahead. Kari le'av, period. V'hach to what? Oh, but if it wasn't in the Mishkan, it wasn't chashiv, then it's a toldo. So what do you need? Go ahead. According to this Gersa, you need both things. You need Mishkan and you need what? Chashivis. Go ahead. No, Aval. But if it's Chashiv and not in the Mishkan, oh what? What's Ipcha mean? What does Ipcha mean? Opposite. Or it was in the Mishkan. Excellent, Yair. If it's in the Mishkan and not Chashiv, have it what? Excellent. So according to what? The second sheet of Tosfos, it needs to have both. According to the first sheet, it's all told in Chashivis. Now that, I have a kasha. I want you to get down. I don't have an answer for it. That third sheet that said that, remember that sheet that, remember we said Halacha L'maisa? And this seems to be a very big difficulty, L'maisa. I don't have an answer for this. But I want you to get it down. If you hold L'maisa, if you hold that you need both, yeah, I'm sorry. If you hold like the first shita, that anything in the Mishkan is what? Is chashiv. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the first shita Tyson Shabbos Taf Sadi Vav?
By being in the Mishkan.
By being in the Mishkan, it's all automatically an av. Yes. I have a kash on that. Why is Mahoshata told them it was in the Mishkan? I want you to get that kasha down. According to the first shita we had, it was Tyson Shabbos Taf Sadi Vav. That says that all you need to be in the Mishkan is automatically an av. Then what about Oshata? Why is Oshata told to them?
It says that in the Mishkan.
It was in the Mishkan. The Levim did that.
Maybe he thinks it's
they did that.
In the Mishkan.
What'd you say?
The Levim are taking it from place to place, so it's not like.
All right, but it's still a Mishkan, though. Okay, I hear what you're saying, Ben. It's possible. But it's still a Mishkan. Still a Mishkan, though. I'm a little bit bothered by that. I want you to know that, okay? I understand that, but it's associated with the Mishkan. That's what Benji was saying. I understand that, but carrying is an av, and that was in there. So I don't know. I want you to get that kasha down. On that first sheet that we said, that all depends on the chashivas. Why is so? We have a kasha. Why is Oshata told it? Should be an av. Okay. All right. Everyone's saying possibilities, but okay. But I want you to note that kasha. Okay. We got the Tosis Klor? Yeah? Yes, Yair. Go ahead.
But I'm still going to answer Rebbe's question about.
Well, we're reading it in according to Reb Chaim Menachem Zemba. Yes, it is. Because according to Reb Menachem Zemba, it's telling me that a tolda does not have a tolda. An av only has a tolda. We're reading it into the Gemara. It's not just a definitional thing. It's saying because it's associated with the Mishkan. Okay? Very good. Excellent. That's how we want to read the Gemara. Okay. Now, I want to point out the following. I want you guys to get this down too, and then we got to get to the next, the previous Tosis, okay? Listen to this. The Gemara makes a very clear assumption here that what? That the malachas of the Mishkan are the model for Hilchos Shabbos. Is that correct? Where did the 39 malachas come from? Mishkan. Our Gemara says it in Bava Kamma, Beis and Menachem. There's also a Gemara in Shabbos, Mem Tesim and Beis. I want you to get it down. Mem Tesim and Beis. Okay? On Mem Tesim and Beis also, there is a... on Mem Tesim and Beis, there's a Gemara that proves that the Mishkan is associated with the Malachas. You got it? Mishkan is the model. But I want to give you two other models that are quoted. There is a Tosis in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Let's get it down, Donnie. It's a small Tosis that says the 39 Malachas of Shabbos have nothing to do with the Mishkan. You know what they were modeled after? The 39 malachas the Jews did in Egypt. Amazing. Please get that down. It's on Kuf. I'll give you the exact Tosis. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Top Tosis. Lamad Tishkos Yom Sechem Eretz Yisrael. He says, from a medrash. He quotes a medrash that in Mitzrayim, Avdu Bem Yisrael beParach. What is Parach and Atbash? 39. 39. So when we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Hashem warned us on Shabbos, I don't want you to do those 39 things you did in Egypt. Please get that. That's a completely different model. Divorce from the Mishkan.
It's
Tosus and Psachim. Kuf Yud Zayin and Beit Thumas Laman Tiskor. So that's a completely different model. Then there's a third model I want you to know from Harav HaGon Rav Goren Zatzal. You guys know Rav Goren Zatzal? He was a great Gon. He blew the shofar in 1967. He was a great Gon. He knew Yerushalmi's Baal Peh. Forget about the Bavlis, he knew Baal Peh. He knew the Yerushalmi's Baal Peh. Can you believe it? It's unbelievable. You know, Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal was the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, right? He started at Lakewood. He's a great Gon. Was the great Gon. Look how much Torah he brought to America. So they say he wanted it. He had his daughter. He wanted someone to marry his daughter. So he said, I want the best Bachar in Eretz Yisrael. All the Gedolim pointed to Rav Goren. It was not even a Shiloh. When he was learning, he wrote 19 years old, he wrote a Sefer, and he was learning in Chevron Yeshiva. Later on, he became the Rav Tzvi and the chief rabbi, right? And he jumped out of Pirish. He was amazing, Gadol. So Rav Goren describes in his Sefer a Zohar, which is a third model. He says there are 39 activities Hashem did to create the world. And the 39 activities were what? Were the 39 malachas that were supposed to abstain on Shabbos. Hashem, Sheish Shemei Breishis, used 39 activities, and on Shabbos he rested. Kaviyochel. So that's a third model. That's again divorced from Mishkan. Amazing, no? The Rav Goren, based on the Zohar. The Zohar writes it. You know, then he has a whole pilpul about how do you have the malach of caring. You know, that's when you guys get married, you have little kids, you read that book to your little kids, got a wing. You know that song, Hashem is here, Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere. How do you have caring? Hashem is everywhere. So I mean, Hashem fills up the world. How can he carry? How do you envision the malach of caring? Okay. He has a whole pilpul about it. Well, remind me of that song, Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere. By caring, by definition, you're here, and then you carry over to there. But Hashem is everywhere, so how do you carry? How does he carry? You follow me? Okay. But Lamaisa, what I want you to know is the three models for Hilchos Shabbos. Our Gemara and Baba Kama assumes like what the Gemara of Sochem and Tezim Beis, that's connected with the Mishkan. One more nakuda on this. On the Mishkan, you guys all brought it up, Benji and Donnie and Tzvi, you did bring it up. There's a very big mouth. You guys ever heard of the Sefer Eglei Tal? The Eglei Tal is written by the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe, which is the Avdei Nezer. He wrote a Sefer on Shabbos called Eglei Tal. So in the first essay in Eglei Tal, he presents the Malachas Rashi and Rav Haigon. What are the 39 Malachas connected in the Mishkan? Connected the Avoda, the daily service, or is it connected the Bnias, the building in the Mishkan? That's a little bit what you were hinting to, but I want you to know that Machlokes Rashi Rav Haigon within the model of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, good. And I'm proud of you guys. All right, let's go now to the next tesis, okay? We're working. Yeah, what do you say, Yair? Go ahead. Machlokes is it when you use the Mishkan as a model for the 39 Malachas, do you focus on the Avoda, the daily Avoda in the Mishkan, what they needed to have the Karbonos, what they needed to keep the Mishkan functioning, or do you look at how the Mishkan was originally built, the Benias on Mishkan? That's a Machlekes Rashi Rav Haigon. Okay? All right, let's go to the next Taisvus, the previous Taisvus, rather. Okay, let's see inside Akiva. While you were away, Yehuda took over. So do you want Yehuda to continue, or do you want to go continue? Let's make the decision, not waste time. Make your decision, Akiva. What do you say? You want to do it? Okay, good. Yehuda gave it back to you. All right. Yehuda gave it back to you. All right, let's see the Taisus inside, guys. Take a look. This is a very, every Taisus is beautiful. We'll go slow with it. You'll get it clore. Hazard over, Lemaisa. You guys don't have so much work in this college yet, has it? Started already?
Sure.
Already? Are you kidding me? Already? All right, try to like focus, as we said, Lemaisa. When I was your age, they gave like nothing till after Sukkot. You know what I mean? Okay, go ahead. Let's go. All right, let's go. Let's see the Tyson side. Rabbi Eliezer, go ahead.
Rabbi Eliezer, Amai, Karele, Bim Tomar, Nema.
What's Bim Tomar mean?
Question.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Nema, the Nafgamina,
Alinian. Nema, the Nafgamina, yeah. Go ahead. Linian?
Linian, Hasra.
What does Hasra mean? warning. Now, when you want to give a punishment to someone, you need what? Aiden, eyewitnesses, and they have to give you a warning, and you have to makabel asron. You say, yes, I don't care, I'm still going to do it. Now, the Aiden don't have to be the guys who give the asra. We paskin, it could be another guy, Lamais, who's not actually seeing the case, but generally we assume the Aiden gave the asra. Gemara even has, even if a shade is good. Gemara Makkah says, even if a shade gave the asra. As long as the Aiden know that the shade was given the asra. It's beferish of Gemara. And Makkah is on Vavim and Beis. But for our purposes, the Gemara says, hasra, go ahead. Shasharik lahasros. What does dida mean? It's av. So that's a great kasha. Why don't you say the following nafkamina? That the Aiden, if they see a guy doing a tolda, they have to warn him, don't do that tolda, because it's the tolda of X, of Av X. The tolda of Chayresh, or the tolda of Zoraya. Man, that would have been a beautiful nafkamina. Why did the Gemara give that nafkamina? That's the kasha tzvi. You got it? Gemara is so perplexed. What's the nafkamina? If you hold like Rebbe Lazar, whose holds Av and Tolda Yechayev Shtayim? Why is one called an Av, one's called a Tolda? I'll tell you why. Because when you give a warning to a guy who's doing a Tolda, you got to give a Tolda B'Shem the Av. Yudi, you got the Kasha? It's a great Kasha. Go ahead. That's one of the Prokem Masecha Shabbos. Go ahead. Oh, Mishamer. What does Mishamer mean? A guy straining wine in a strainer because he wants to get the pulp of the grapes via out. So you pour the what? You pour it, you have a strainer. So the strainer keeps all the pulp. You know what I mean? The dregs of the grapes in the strainer, and the wine comes out. If you do that on Shabbos with Adam and Asar Yechayev Skila, that's called Mishamir. But the Gemara has a machloik, is which Av is that told to under? Go ahead.
Rabba
says it's a told of Borer. Go ahead. It's a told of Meraki. Meraki is an Abba called sifting. So is it Borer or is it sifting? Machloik is robber of Zaira. So what do you see from there? You see from that Gemara that clearly, Donnie, you have to give Asra B'Shem the what?
Yeah.
B'Shem the Av. So why did the Gemara give that Nafkamina? It's a great Kasha of Toysus. Right? Very clear Kasha. Bear Hetev, right? Yeah? Borer Kitzchuch is clear as glass. Floor. David, you got me? It's a great kasha. Gemara asked the pilpul and stand on its head. It's a definitional difference, which we read in the Gemara, whether a tolda doesn't have a tolda. Okay, just say simple. Do you have to give asra? Do you have to? Which asra do you give b'shem the av? You see a guy doing a tolda, you got to subsume it under av. The adam should shry at the guy. Shry means yell at the guy. That's usher. It's an av of such and such. Go ahead. Hachi pirusho. Dachi Pirusha, this is the pshat. Go ahead. Meaning that what? Which Av do you give Asra to make you Chayev? Go ahead. What's it then? Potter, Kavan.
Kavan, Jehu, Asra,
the Davar. Savar. Malikbo. What does that mean? Rabbi says, what is Mishamra told of? Kiva. What does he say, Rabbi? Borer. What happens if you would say that you give Masra Marake? Would he be Chayv Misa? No. Why would he not be Chayv Misa? Because he has nothing to do with one or the other. The guy thinks you're mocking me. Malikbo. He thinks he's making fun of me or he's joking around with me. What are you? I'm doing Mishamra. Why would you mention what Marake? Has nothing to do with Marake if you're a Rabbi man. So therefore you would be Putter. So what is the kpeid of the Gemara? What is the meticula of the Gemara, Adam? That you shouldn't give the wrong Av. But guys, do you have to give the Av? No! You just have to make sure you don't give the wrong Av. What happens if I'm Adam and I say to someone who's about to strain the wine, I say, Al Tishamir. What does Al Tishamir mean? Don't do the Tolda. Would that be fine? Yes. That would absolutely be fine. I have no requirement to go ahead and specify the Av. I just have to make sure I don't get the wrong Av. That's what they're arguing about. That's a new way of reading the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say proactively you have to say the Av. You could have said the Tolda in your Asra Tzvi. Just you got to make sure you don't say the wrong Av. Go ahead. Aval. You understand what I mean? Sabar shemaligbo, that the aide is making fun of him. Upater. He doesn't register that as a warning. Go ahead, aval. But if he warns him, he says, Al Tashamer, you be chayiv. So what's the answer of Tosis? What was Tosis kasha? Why didn't the Gemara give this very easy, clear nafkamina? That what? That it told us what Amir is Asra, you have to mention the Av. What's the answer? The answer is you don't have to mention the Av. It's not a good nafkamina because you do not have to mention the Av. You can mention the Tolda straight up. You know what else you could do? You could just say, I want you to know something, sir. It's also to do this on Shabbos. That's what that means, Al Tashamer. You don't have to specifically say that that's Al Tashamer. Al Tachal is a Shabbos would be good enough. In this day in Tosfos, Adam, I want you to get that down. It's not that you have to mention the told. You could just say, it's enough to say, I do not want you to Mechal Shabbos, and that's it. Okay? David, you got me? That's what comes out. I want you to get that down. It's very important. In other words, don't get the mistaken impression the first day it says you have to say the Tolda. You wouldn't even have to say the Tolda. You could just say, Al Tachal Shel Shabbos. In fact, if you look in the Tosfos in Shabbos, and I in Gimel Amud Beis, he actually says what we just said. You don't have to say Al Tashamer. You could say, Al Nisrubo Stam Al Tashamer Lamash, which generally means Chil Shabbos. Okay? That's the first day, the first answer of Tosfos. You got that? Keep it clear. Second answer. Go ahead. The Odia Shlomar. Go ahead. Bishma. What does that mean? What's the second Teretz, guys? And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara, when it brought in the Mishkan, is giving that exact answer. That when you give Hasra, you must mention the Tol, the Bishem, the Av. Now the Va'od, do you have it in parentheses? The Maharam takes out Va'od. Because he doesn't think this is a third answer. It's a continuation. So we'll read it like the Maharam. Okay? He takes out the word Va'od. Let's read with the Maharam. Okay? He doesn't think that this is a what? He doesn't think that this is a third answer. It's a continuation. What's he bothered by? Go ahead. So what is he bothered by? So why didn't the Gemara just say it then? So why didn't the Gemara say it explicitly then? That's what he's bothered by. So he says, why could the what? Because the notea, what's notea? Planting, excellent, planting. Go ahead with what? What's mavashel? Cooking. Are those two things mentioned in the list in the 39? No, they're not. Notea is usually fruit trees, but it's subsumed under zorea. But it's an av. There are avos not mentioned in the Mishnah Shabbos. You guys got to get this. Noteh is a good example. What's another example? Bishul. Cooking is not mentioned. What is mentioned? Baking. Cooking is food. Baking is baking. What's the difference? Cooking is with what? Cooking is usually with water. You know the difference between the two. Baking is with what? Baking bread, right? Baking is in the Mishnah. Bishul's not, but they're both avos. Go ahead. So there ain't sarach lahasro, so mishum what? Mishum av. Why not? Even though notea is under zorea and the vash is under ofe. Go ahead. And if you do mishum tolda themselves, you're chayiv. Why? Because notea and the vash are really avos. They really are avos. They're really not toldas. You follow me? Because if it's a tolda, what's the second day of Tosis hold? Let's get this. Let's focus, guys. What? The second day of Tosfos holds that you must warn the guy of a Tolda Bishum the Av. What about these things, Adam? Because these things are themselves avos. So that's why if you say Notei or Bishul themselves, it's fine. Because those themselves are avos, even though they're not mentioned in the Mishnah. Go ahead, Vafilu Hachi. What does Chashuv there mean? Sometimes Chashuv means important, but here it means listed or considered. Therefore, they're not, even though they're not listed in Klal Gadol, they are considered to be avos. So what emerges, guys? Let's get this down. What emerges? What emerges is, let's get it down, okay? What emerges is that there's a fundamental machlokes between
the two dais in what? In Tosfos, as to whether you give Asra for a Tolda on Shabbos, what must you do? B'dei Rishona Tosfos, B'teiritz Rishon says, Lo Sarich Lasros Tolda Bimkom Av, B'mokom Av, Rak Maskir Al Tishamir. Or for that matter, don't be Machal Shabbos. Places Viterich Shani holds Sarich Laskir Ha'av. You must mention the Av. Amir, you got it? Let's get it down. There are 2 days in Tosfos. Do you have to mention the Tolda Mokom Av? First day says you do not. You can just say Al Tishamer, which is the Tolda, or don't be Machal Shabbos. Second day it says you are required, without a doubt, to mention the Av explicitly. Without a doubt, you must mention explicitly. David, clear, you got it? You see how it emerges these 2 days in Tosfos? And that answers the Kasha Tosfos. Because see, what was the Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara just mention this Nafka Mina? So according to the first Teretz, what's the answer? It's not a Nafka Mina, because you don't have to. According to the second Teretz, what's the answer? The Gemara is, between the lines, giving this answer. Reading it into the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is doing. It's reading it into the Gemara. That's according to the second Teretz. That's exactly what the Gemara means. Why didn't the Gemara actually say it explicitly? Because there are avos, lemaisa like Noteya and Mevashel, that lemaisa, they would be what? They would be good if you mentioned Noteya and Mevashel. Even though they're not in the Mishnah, they are still avos. And you would be fulfilling that. So that is why lemaisa, the Gemara should have said what? You have to say it by Av, you have to say Mishum Atzmo. The answer is because why? Is because there are cases, and this is what he's trying to say, Lamaisam Temav Ashel, that if they are told us, you'd have to mention the Av. But in this case, they're not told us, they are Avos, and therefore they don't want. Is that a reason enough to say why it wasn't mentioned explicitly? I guess. No. Because you might want. Is that a reason to say that's why you shouldn't mention explicitly? It's a little bit of a chiddush, no? It's a little bit of a chiddush. Why did the Gemara say Haktav and Mishkan Kari Av? Should have just said only corner of laws or the difference in Av and told you mentioned the what? You have to master Mishum Av, and by Av you have to mention Mishum Atzmo. So he's saying because a guy plants and does Bishul, you don't have to mention the Av. I guess if the Gemara would write that, you get off this mistaken impression that you'd always have to mention Av, which is really not true. And if you mention the Tolda Lamaisa, you know, would you be Chayiv or not? If you miss Mishum Tolda, you're Chayiv. Why is that? Because Notei Masor are what are considered to be Avos. Okay, Lamaisa, that's the reason why he doesn't want to say it befeirish. Okay, so I want to know what this Machloikas is all about. I want you to get this. This is a very powerful pshat that I want to share with you. And the truth of the matter is, we'll mention it from the other Rishonim. If you look closely, the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch makes this diuk as well. The Rambam holds, halacha lemaisa, that you could give a general warning. Perek Zayin, halacha Zayin, in Ilchos Shabbos. Perek Aleph, halacha Beis. The Rambam says it's enough to have a general warning. It's enough to have a general warning. You don't have to specify the malacha. So the Rambam holds like which Tosfos? The first day in the Tosfos. Tosfos in Sadi Vavim and Beis, in Shabbos, Damascus, Rablosa, and Tosfos in Shabbos, I am Gimel, it says two days. So I want you to get this. Rav Menachem Zemba has a very powerful pshat to be mad with these 2 days in places. Okay, and this is what Rav Shekhtar said over from the Rav. This is the first Tikkun Torah the Rav would always say when he was teaching Masechta Shabbos. Kotzos Chayim. There is a concept in the Gemara that is called Chiluk Melachas B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Chiluk malachas b'shabbos. Are you familiar with what that means? Donnie, let's get it. It means if a guy does all 39 malachas on Shabbos and forgets it's Shabbos, how many korbanos must he bring? 39. He yesh, chiluk malachas on Shabbos. He has to bring shloshim, betisha, korbanos, shogeg, katas. He has to bring 39 korbanos. Based on this principle, chiluk malachas b'shabbos. Adam, you got this? Let's get this down. That's a din in the Gemara and Shabbos stuff. I ain't giving them a base. You got it, Akiva? Yesh chiluk malachas b'shabbos. You have 39 korbanos. Now, there are two approaches, Donnie, to be masber this din. What are the two approaches to be masber this din? Says Rabbi Nachum Zemba the following. Tosis Rid in Shabbos Daf Kuflam and Ches says that the 39 malachas are kamo dam v'chelev. What is dam and chelev? You know what dam is? Blood. You're not allowed to eat blood. If you eat blood, you're chayv karas. You know what chelev is? Non-kosher fat. If you're non-kosher fat of the animal, you're chayv karas. That's usher every day of our lives. The 39 malachas are only usher on Shabbos. But there are 39 distinct categories. The 39 malachas are 39 categories. Let's get that, Adam. They are considered to be shloshim, betisha, categories. Shemos. Shemos, isurim, which we're called categories. The Tosis Rid compares them to dam and chelev. The Tosis Rid compares them to dam and chelev. Force oneself. Force oneself, guys. Adam, get it done. I know you're tired. I am too. It's not easy. But please get this. It's an unbelievable shtickle tire. What does Yesh Chiluk Malachas B'Shabbos mean? If you forgot it was Shabbos, you did all 39. How many Malachas are you chayev? 39. Excellent. How do you view that din? Two approaches. Are they 39 distinct categories like Dam and Chalev? The Malachas of Shabbos. There are 39 distinct categories. Please get this. They are 39 boxes. They happen to be usher on Friday night and Saturday, on Shabbos. They're like chelev and dam. That's one way to view it. What's the other way to view it? That it's one isser, isser echad, achein, shloshim, v'tisha, ofanim. What is an ofanim? Manners. Yes. Lavor, to be over the Isser of what?
So it's like 39.
Shabbos, the Isser of Shmir Shabbos, Motasa Kol Malacha. Do you view it as 39 distinct categories? The 39 Malachas is 39 distinct categories, Amir? Or is it one Isser, and there are 39 Ofanim, Lamashal? I can eat ham with ketchup, mustard, relish, salt, pepper, give me more condiments, whatever it is. But it's the same Isser of ham. There are many ofanim to be over the Isser of eating ham. Maybe that's how you view the Isser of Chil Shabbos. There's one Isser of Tasa Malacha. There are 39 different manners. Or, David, you say the first approach, there are 39 boxes, like Dam and Chelev. Dam and Chelev is also every day. 39 Malachas are only also on Shabbos. Says Rav Menachem Zemba, you guys plug it in. What are the 2 days in Tosis arguing? You tell me, Akiva. The first day in Tosis says what? Do you have to mention the Av if you see a guy doing a Tolda? Or is it enough to say it's just Usher on Shabbos? What's the first day to say? So what does that first sheet to hold? Like one or two? Like one or two? Like two. It's one Isser. There are 39 of fun of the over Isser. I don't have to mention the exact Malav. Just say it's also to do on Shabbos. I can say out to Shamir. Number one holds like two. Exactly. It's one Isser. That's it. But if you hold like the second day in Tosfos, which is what, Donnie? You got to get this down.
What's the second day in Tosis? You have to mention the specific Av. Then you hold like the first one, Exlon Yair, which holds what? Exactly, it's 39 distinct boxes. Since it's 39 distinct boxes, you better mention the box. If you don't mention the box, then Nasra is bad. David, you got this? This all stems from what doing... Benj, you got it down?
Yeah.
This all stems from doing all the 39 malachas behelam achas. We say the chai of 39 korbanos. Yesh chiluk malachas b'shabas. Yesh chiluk malachas b'shabas. On Yom Tov, ain chiluk malachas. But on Shabbos, yesh chiluk malachas. So what we're saying is that these 2 days of our tais are fundamentally arguing how do you view the 39 malachas. Do you view the 39 malachas as 39 distinct categories? Or no? Do you view it as one iser, and there are 39 ofanim to be over that iser? L'may nafkemina? Do you have to mention the hasra of the av when you're doing the tolda? This was the godless of Rabbi Nachum Zeman Zatzazek, the Kodesh of Levroche, Yimach Shemom, the Nazis that killed him. Zchus Yovo Yagon Aleinu, the great Gon Rabbi Nachum Zeman. Yes, Akiva. What'd you say? Because when I say you are over the Isser in different manners. It's called Tamchui Mechalkin.
So does that mean all
Isser
or all Isser?
It's called Tamchui Mechalkin, Lamaisa. Tamchui Mechalkin. Whereas it increases, Lamaisa, that's why I'm over, because they're doing it in different manners. Question is, are they 39 different Shemos? Or is it one Isser? Nafkemi is the Gabe Hasra. That's what he wants to say that 2 days and tenths are fighting about. It's a tremendous chidsh. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Tzvi?
If you do one
malacha
on Shabbos, are you doing it
39 times? If you what? If you do malacha on Shabbos.
One malacha on Shabbos is 39
times. Yeah, but you have to do 39 distinct malachas. If I do one malacha, I'm going to have one chattis.
Do you know who says the second one or
just? You have to do 39 all malachas. The question, you have to do. So how do you view that though? Is it 39 shemus of Isser, or is it one Isser that I'm over 39 different manners? What's the nafkamina? Hasra. These 2 days in Tosis. Okay. The Rambam, as I said, is of the opinion that what? That you do a general Hasra. He's holding like the first day in Tosis. I gave you the 2 places in the Rambam, Beferish. There is a Sifri that says Beferish in Parsha Shlach that they brought the Mekoshish in and they gave him Hasra. And they gave him Hasra. Lamaisa, what Malacha did the Mekoshish do? 3 sheetas, either Ma'amir, either Kotzer, or Marver Arba Amos B'Shusa Rabin. It's a Gemara and Shabbos Sadi Vavim and Alf. Seems to be that they gave Masra Mishum what? Mishum Kotzer. Seems to be that they gave Masra, the Sifri seems to say they gave Masra Me'ein Malachto. It's Masha that you have to mention the Malacha. So I want you to get down, there's a Sifri that seems to say that you must mention the Malacha. It's interesting. Very interesting. Okay. But let's get the complete picture about the notion of Hasra. Then we'll finish. We'll close here with some halachas and watch where you get in Slichas. Okay. Tomorrow, Bishum Afshir 11. Okay, a little bit earlier. We'll end a little, also earlier. 12:30 we'll end. Okay. We'll do halacha a little bit at the end too. Proud of you guys. We keep working. The guys that aren't here, help them that they shouldn't get behind. I want you to know that there's a Rashi in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Chof. It's a collector's item. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it quite a bit, and he claims that whenever you give Hasra, you must mention the Pasuk in Chumash, where the Lav is mentioned. They have to be Lamdanim, the Edim. They have to actually mention the Mark, guys about to eat a piece of ham. You must mention there's a Pasuk in Chumash and say exact Pasuk. Where's the Rashi? Shavuos Daf Chof from the base. They have to mention in the Hasra the Pasuk where the Lav is mentioned. Okay? You don't have to mention Lamaisa, the Av, which Av you're over. You have to say Lotasek o Malacha. According to the Rambam, says in Pirik Yud Beis, Alacha Beis, O Sanhedrin, you do not have to mention the Lav. You do not have to mention the Pasuk. I have to say that it's an Aveira, what you're going to do. Okay? And then the Shita of Tosfos is, the Shita of Tosfos here, is that it's not enough to mention the Lav, you have to mention the Av. Okay? What's the Svara of Tosis that it's not enough to mention the Lav? So the Minchas Chinuch wants the Taina Lamaisa, okay? And that's what we have to say. We have to be specific. Halacha Lamaisa. Taisus says you have to be specific based on what we said with Rav Menachem Zemba, and otherwise the guy will think you're just laughing at him. So the first day in Taisus is don't get it wrong. Second one says you have to mention it specifically. Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't understand that. Why shouldn't it be enough to mention the lav? So we're saying because you have to mention every malach is its own box. You have to mention it explicitly. It's not enough to get off the hook like that. Okay, we got that, Chlor? All right, let's close now with something from Halacha, and we'll pick it up from tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a lot to do. We didn't even get a chance to do the Toldos and Kol HaTerukula. That we'll be able to do tomorrow and continue in the Gemara. Okay, there's a big question, guys, about what's the best time to say Slichas. So there are four times. Let's start with the worst. 10 o'clock Slichas, and I'll be honest with you, in my humble opinion, is unacceptable. You're not allowed to say Slichas before Chatzos. Rabbi Avadia Zatzal has a blazing tshuva about this. He writes, it's kaitis, it's an atias, which is an expression, you're cutting down saplings, which means al pi kabbal, it's bad. Somehow al pi kabbal, a slichas should not be recited before Chatzos. For elderly people, okay, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you can make it only for the elderly people that can't stay up that late. But the bottom line is, it's not right to say Slichas at 10 p.m. Should only be said after Chatzos. So that's the worst time, 10 p.m. The best time, the other extreme, is a time where most people never say it, and that's like an hour before dawn, which is about 4:30 in the morning now, maybe 4. No one says Slichas then, but that's when the Mishabrus says the Shekhinah is floating. In Elul, the Shekhinah always comes down. Hashem is propelling us. I'm here. It's always here, but it's heightened now. So that's the best time, 4 o'clock. That's when no one does, about an hour before dawn. The third best, the third time, which is a lot of people do, is there is a minyan in yeshiva. I don't know if Rav Schechter still goes, but he used to go when I was your guy's age. He would come late at 12:55, like last night. Every night is Slichas. That's like the third time, and that's the second best. The third best is what most people do, and I do myself, is saying it before Shacharis. So you start, let's say, half an hour before Shacharis every day. So the three of the four are good. The first one mentioned is not good. So you have to keep in mind and guard yourself accordingly. Now, what is Slichas all about? The Rav Zatzal said that Slichas is an introduction to davening. It's an introduction to davening. Whoever davens for the Amud for Slichas should daven for the Amud for Shacharis. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes on Machlokes the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba, does that guy beat out a yortzeit? You know, when a guy has yortzeit, he usually davens for the Amud. But the guy who davened for Slichas, which one comes first? You know what the Rav said? The guy who davened for Slichas. Because he quoted a very, very powerful Gemara, a scary Gemara. Should never happen, God forbid, to anyone. But the Mishnah said, the Gemara says in Makkos, someone starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, is koiver ishtu ubonov. God forbid, he'll bury his wife and his kids. What does that mean? It means a guy's lazy. You start a mitzvah, you can't finish it? Shows you're showing disinterest to a mitzvah. It's not covetic to Hashem. So the Rav said, if you start the Almud for Slichas, which is the introduction to davening, even if you did it Chatzos, and 5 hours later you're going to daven for the Almud, it's still an introduction. You should finish it up. At least you should do some part of the davening. But the Rav seemed to side with the Eliyahu Rabba against the Mishnah Berurah. Al pi din. So al pi halacha l'maisa, this is the Chashivus, and the most important part of the Slichas is the Yud Gimel Midas. If you're lagging behind, skip to that you say that Slichas B'tzibor. Should always be said B'tzibor, the Yud Gimel Midas. You can't say the Yud Gimel Midas if you're davening by yourself. Okay? Now, the most important part of Slichas, the second most important part is the end. You know the end, the guy's davening real fast after the Hashamnus? Those are Takana or Rav Shechetos from the Tanoim. Those should not be skipped. You should say those. And then at the end, you do Nefilas Apayim. Now, when you say the Lashon HaRamis, you know the Aramaic Lashon? What's the Aramaic Lashon? Maran Divishmaya, you know, right at the very end. That should always be said if there's a minyan too as well. Now I want you to get the following. Our minyan, our yeshiva, is to skip Machnisei Rachamim. Did you notice at the end of Slichus there's this phrase, Machnisei Rachamim? What is Machnisei Rachamim all about? That whole paragraph, I skip it. Why? Because you're asking the Malachim to bring your tefillahs to Hashem. Most Rishonim say that's Christian theology. We daven directly to Hashem. No one carries our tefillahs up. There's a minority of Rishonim that say that's okay, but we generally don't follow that. We daven directly to the Eibishter. When you go to someone's kever, you're asking them to daven on your behalf, but not to take your tefillahs up. You follow what I mean? People make that mistake all the time. And therefore, that whole paragraph is skipped. In Litvish yeshivas, namely in our yeshiva, we skip Machnisei Rachamim. Because we daven to the Eibishter, and only to the Eibishter. Someone has passed away, you daven that they should be a Melech Yosher to defend you, but not that they carry your tefillahs. So we have to be cognizant of that as well when we say the Shlichus at the end, to skip the Machnisei Rachamim. Okay? Yes, David, go ahead.
Why don't we say the
You shouldn't, but when we're in Shul, there's 10 guys there, so that's Betzibor. Right, that's correct. So, but if there's 10 guys there, that's considered to be tzibur. Right, doesn't mean that they're carrying the tefillah though. They hear it, Lomais. Doesn't mean they're carrying it up. They hear it. So it's a good kasher answer. They hear it, Lomais. There was once a boy. Do you know Reb David Lifshitz? That's how the picture of Reb David Lifshitz, great gong. He was a Rebbe, great Rashiva for 50 years there when I was here. And there was a fellow here, I was before my time, I guess he must have had some issues, but he put tefillin on Shabbos, this boy. And he was putting on tefillin on Shabbos in Miss Medrash. No one knew what to do. So Reb David walked over to him, very nice, he was a big tzaddik. I remember Lamaisa when I was with a friend of mine, we were going to play ball once, so I was wearing sweatpants and my friend was wearing shorts. So Reb David said to the boy, you shouldn't wear the shorts outside. He didn't think it was sneeze. He says, if you want to play the ball, you can do the sneeze, you can play the short. I'm not saying you have to follow that. Maybe it's a nice thing. Maybe if you want, you should. But if you want to play ball with the shorts, he said he should do it, you know, change it to the shorts inside. I tried to do that, Lamaisa, not to wear the shorts outside. But Lamaisa, he came over to the fellow Reb David, the guy, and he said, why are you putting on tefillin on Shabbos? So you know what the guy said? He said he had a dream. A malach told him. An angel told him he should put tefillin on Shabbos. You know what David said? What language was it? He said Hebrew. I'm sorry. He said Yiddish. The boy said Yiddish. So David said, I'm sorry. The malachim only speak Hebrew. So the boy took off the tefillin and that was it. And he walked back to his seat. And he never put tefillin on again on Shabbos. Amazing, no? So that reminds me of your kasha. So that's what we should keep in mind, Slichas. Try to get up a little early. You go to sleep a little earlier. Try to get up early. Be there on time for the sleep. It's very important. And as we talked about last week, that you have to say at least 4 days before. But that's how the Rav viewed Slichas, as being hakdama de davening. And therefore, you go midas as the ikur, and realizing Lashon HaRamis, and realizing, you know, that you know, you skip the Machnisei Rachamim, it's a very important thing. Halacha l'maase, and okay, we'll discuss more dinim, more halachas as you come towards Rosh Hashanah. We have to talk about Rosh Hashanah and Machshava too, as we go more towards the week. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, guys. Proud of you guys, and we'll continue tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem. Yes, Donnie, could you send it to Adam, and then Adam, you send it to.